Well, what are our children doing now? They're being brainwashed in UNESCO schools. The redistribution of populations throughout the country are being indoctrinated into UNESCO schools if they haven't already been indoctrinated in their schools where they came from. But refugees have been moved all throughout the country, people. Refugees. And once again, according to Dennis and his research, Funk and Wagnalls, 1972, the definition of a refugee, one who flees from invasion, persecution, or political danger. What's the point? Refugee is a UN word. And there's the way it goes, listeners. Roger. All anyone has to do is research.
Yeah, I just...
All anyone has to do is punch in weather modification from the Soviet Union. They can do all sorts of Google search engines, directions with all these topics and subjects, and there's where the research comes from. It's never been easier in any time in human history to do research to expose the deception that we live today.
Well, it's yet to be firmed up in my mind, and I've yet to visit any of those websites, so...
What's yet to be firmed up in your mind?
Well, persuaded.
Persuaded? What do you mean, persuaded? Are you not thinking that weather modification is the tool to make this happen?
Well,
when Popular Mechanics comes out with an article on September 11, 2001, that New Orleans is sinking? And listen, when this tsunami happened at the end of the year, I wasn't on this network, but on the network I was on, I was saying it'll come to America. And they're putting tsunami test areas up on the east and west coast. Well, what happened? We got a gigantic hurricane. We had five hurricanes go through Florida last year. And this is all as a result of global warming?
But and even if it's possible to do something, let's say we accept that as a given, was that
it's not possible, it's a fact.
Well,
the UN made a treaty. There was a treaty made at the UN in 1976 that no country would use weather modification on each other.
Yeah, and so I just don't know beyond speculation that would have been done in a particular case, and I'll leave
it at that. Why wouldn't you at this point, Roger? Because the disaster, all the FEMA intrusion, all the redistribution of the worst and the poorest population throughout America to bankrupt local governments?
Well, if I had some proof that somebody was measuring,
if you don't
hams or some independent sources,
you can find proof. You can find proof that weather modification exists, and the fact that the major media is not talking about it could have been a created storm tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, well, if I had some independent...
I'll tell you what, Roger. You have a computer, right?
Yeah.
Go to our website. Go to Dennis's information about weather modification. Call us back in the second hour and come up with what you say and what you think and see if you haven't changed your mind.
God bless.
Okay, thank you. Certainly, weather modification needs to be chronicled, needs to be exposed, needs to be researched. I decided to open up the phone lines today, and the Popular Mechanics article from September 11th, 2001. Listeners, New Orleans is sinking. Can you believe this? Can you believe this insanity? In your face? When the Twin Towers were going down, Popular Mechanics had an article stating that New Orleans is sinking? It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Tired of innocent people being eliminated because of population reduction agendas? Population reduction, people. Elimination of the human race. Down to 2 billion, according to certain sources. We have much to cover today, but your phone calls are encouraged. Because the steering of hurricanes is a reality, according to many who do the research. We have much about this on our website. Dennis has been on a rampage again from the Communist Party of Great Britain, the Weekly Worker, and they talk about the transition to the communitarian system. And that's where we are today in America. Communism may be dead? Baloney. It's called communitarianism. So much to do. So much going on. Such a setup. Guess what's happened over the last 10 years? Our jobs have gone below the border and overseas. And to communist China.
Exactly.
We have no job structure in America anymore. Do you have any more, Bob? There is the crux of the problem. FEMA in control. Federal government in control. Engineering of a problem to bring them into control. It had to happen, people. This had to happen. No, we haven't been nuked. But we've been nailed to the wall financially. Gas is skyrocketing, and that's not going to change. Carol in Oklahoma, for people not to understand weather modification or do research into weather modification, as we see here, the situation in New Orleans and this article from September 11th, 2001, New Orleans is sinking. I mean, was that the next operation that was exposed to us? Well, obviously so. So, with respect to that Popular Mechanics article that we had about New Orleans sinking, well, here we see Popular Mechanics, dated February 2004, when UFOs arrive. The State Department was infiltrated, according to various sources, in the 1930s with Soviet agents. It's grown to a crescendo today. But most of our business and industry has gone below the border and overseas. And this is the setup we live today. The United Nations setup that is engineered. We lost 54,000 of our soldiers in Korea. We lost 58,000 of our soldiers in Vietnam. We're in another Middle East mess now, which is just another Vietnam, because you do not know who your enemy is. It's anguishing. It's upsetting. It's distressing. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better at all.